John Bolger with Premier Guitar. I'm here with Parker Griggs of the band Radio Moscow. Parker, thanks for joining us, man.
Yeah, man.
Good to see you. Hey, let's start talking about this guitar. This is your number one for years now, right?
For live, yeah. And then yeah. In the studio, I use a bunch of different stuff, but this is the one I take out on the road.
Cool. Let's hear all about it.
It's just a newer Strat, an American Deluxe.
Like, what year is it? Do you know?
Right, 2013 or
oh,
something.
Really? Wow, man. You put some miles on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And is it stock or have you made any adjustments to it?
No, it's just stock. It's got that thing it's busted, but I don't mind. I think it sounds terrible with that pushed in.
So. That's great. Yeah. What does that... That's right. I can't remember what those things do. Is it like a mid-boost or something? But whatever it is.
Something. It makes it sound bad.
That's great. So basically stock American Standard. And what string gauges do you run on it?
Nines.
Nines?
They're good for the lead stuff.
Sure, sure. And what brand?
Ernie Ball.
Ernie Ball, okay. And I like you keep the in true rock and roll fashion. You've got the eye poker. like that.
Just laziness, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, keeps it excited. Never know if you're going to blind somebody on a gig. That's great. Okay, so this is your number one road guitar. And in the studio, you said you kind of switch it up with whatever fits the song.
Yeah, I got a lot of older, like 50s and 60s electrics that I use
cool.
for the recording, like Supros and Silvertones and Harmonies. And
yeah, neat.
Stuff like that.
Cool. Yeah, very cool.
They have a cool tone.
Well, speaking of vintage, your amps are really cool. Let's talk about this. What you got going? What madness you have back here?
Oh, well, I've got, this is a tube reverb unit. It's an Alamo.
Wow.
And then it's running up to the Gibson Titan.
So, okay, so the Alamo, I've never even seen one of those. Is that just some obscure company from back in the day?
Yeah, they were based out of San Antonio, Texas.
And oh, cool. Well, that makes sense, Alamo, okay.
They made pretty good amps. They were trying to compete with Fender, but then didn't make it. But
And this is, do you know what year that is?
I think it's a 64 or 65.
Oh, very cool. Okay, so you're running into that, and that goes into this Gibson Titan.
Yep, and that's a 67.
Wow.
And it's like a 4.6L6, so around 80 to 100 watts.
Wow. Yeah, and that is... Is that more of your clean or dirty sound, or is it?
It's pretty clean. It's just really loud and lots of headroom.
Yeah, yeah. It seems very present. That's great. Okay, so that's your main. That's running into these two Marshall 412s.
Yep. Actually, I'm just using the top one.
Using the top one. Okay.
And then that thing down here for the bottom.
Okay. Yeah. So. Titan's running into this Marshall 412, and this is a backline 412 for today, right?
Yeah, we're borrowing it from Amplified Heat, who we're on the road with.
Oh, cool. And normally, do you run it into a 412, your own 412, or?
Yeah, normally run that into, like I got a Marshall 412 back home. And
yeah. Greenbacks, or what speakers do you normally run?
I'm not sure what's in there.
Whatever came in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the old Jensens though, usually.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, so Gibson Titan into a Marshall, and then over here we've got a Dan. Is that a Dan Electro?
A DS-100.
Wow.
It was their biggest, loudest amp they made, and it's a 4.6L6 as well, so around 100 watts.
Wow, in that little head.
Yeah. Huh.
Oh, how cool.
That thing's great. It's got six 10-inch speakers. They're Jensens. And
six 10-inch speakers in that. Wow. Okay.
It's kind of the same as 1485 silver tone, but it's like the Dan Electro.
Oh, okay.
Housed in the Dan Electro style.
Yeah. All right, great. And so Verb's in that, and this is dry?
Yeah, it's got a reverb, but it's really funky. It's pretty weird.
Okay,
so
cool.
So I just use it dry.
So what we're hearing is a combination of the both. It's not, it's both on all the time.
Yep.
Okay, cool. And the rest of the tone is coming from this pedal board. Let's talk about that.
Cool.
Okay, we're at your pedal board now. Tell me how the signal is flowing.
Well, I first go into this wah-wah, and it's a BBE brand.
Oh, okay.
They're pretty affordable, but it sounds really good. It's supposedly made to the specs of like one of the Thomas Organ wahs from the 60s.
Oh, cool.
It's supposed to be a direct clone, and yeah, I like it a lot better than like the Crybabies and stuff. It's got more range.
Oh, cool. Okay. Yeah, show me a little bit of that thing.
Cool?
Yeah.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, so from there you're going into, what's the next in the row?
Then it goes to this Phase 90, which
Phase
is
90.
Pretty standard pedal.
Oh, sure,
but
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they sound cool. They're
okay, and from the Phase 90, what do you hit?
Then it's going to this fuzz face.
And okay.
I normally have like a Maserite Fuzzrite reissue, but it busted, so this is kind of temporary.
And it's the cat eye? Oh, no, the fuzz face. Okay.
Yeah, the blue one.
Yeah, okay, cool.
It's all right. It's not trebly enough for what I'd like, but it's just kind of a temporary thing.
Sure.
It's pretty woolly and heavy.
And that's just dimed all the way up.
Yeah.
Much. Okay. Well, it's funny because it doesn't give you a huge volume spike, but
no,
it does really fuzz it out. Yeah.
Might even take it down a little.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's cool. Yeah, it almost feels like it does. That's really interesting.
It's weird.
Okay, from the fuzz face, you hit the hybrid fuzz, cat's eye, is that right?
Yep, it's got both silicon and germanium, so it's got a little more range than that, but it's still a little.
Let's hear that taste. Let's do a taste test. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, that one sounds good.
Yeah, yeah, sounds great. And then from there into the Boss DD7?
Yep. And I kind of run that one like a, just a, not a long echo, real close together, and just like a one echo, so it's. It's kind of close together.
Yeah, cool. And from there it hits, go into the Tube Screamer next?
Yeah, and that one's pretty much on all the time.
Oh, really? Just leave that on all the time, okay.
Just to get these guys more distorted.
Sure.
Yeah, it's like the TS-808, so it's got the older style one.
And yeah. Yeah, that sounds great. And then from there, the Dan Electro, right?
Yeah, this one's pretty cool. It's more of a longer echo, different from the other. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. You for the whole trippy hippie thing. That's great.
Yeah.
And then the tuner, gotta have it.
Yeah.
And then the radio. What's the deal on that? On the your Big Shot.
It's just so I can run to all these things at the same time, and you can switch in between them and stuff.
Do you ever switch or just keep them kind of both running all the time?
Yeah, just keep them at the same time.
Yeah, more is more.
Yeah.
That's great, man. Well, I love it. I love the whole dirty rocker, hippie, trippy thing. That's great. That's great. Wait, man, thanks for joining us. I know you guys have had
thanks for having us.
You just blew in. You drove all the way here, and then you're out to the next one after that, out on for another couple weeks, is that it?
Yeah, about 2.5.
Yeah, good for you, man. All right, well, congrats. Okay, now we're with Anthony Meyer, the bass player for Radio Moscow. Anthony, hello. Thanks for joining us, man.
Yeah, pleasure.
Let's hear about this cool Rick.
All right, so this is a 2004 4003. I got this in about 2010.
Oh, cool.
From an old friend from high school who used to be in a kick-ass kind of 70s style rock band, but it was just had some miles on it from before, and then I eventually bought it off him when he kind of put it down for a while.
Cool.
So,
yeah, man,
there's history.
Something about those Ricks. Why did you choose the Rick kind of for the way they punch through? There's like a high end thing to it.
I did. I also love how they look, and then once I first started playing it, I just fell in love with like the neck, and it's so easy.
Did you feel like, what did you play before the Rick?
I was playing like a Gibson SG bass.
Okay, was there much of an adjustment to?
Oh, it's way different, yeah.
Yeah, the only time I've played those, they feel so different.
Yeah,
you kind of have
to different than
the
most
miles.
Basses, yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta, takes a little to get used to it, but.
Yeah, it's more your right hand has to adjust than your left, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't use the pickup cover too.
Because good idea.
That just gets in the way of like, because I play with my fingers.
Right.
A lot of people who play Ricks play with picks, but.
Yeah, and it seems to kind of, that's what I could never get used to.
It's I like go kind of like right in the middle.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool, and so setting wise, do you find your, like I see right now you're in the middle position.
Usually there. For it's a little more midi.
Yeah.
And it's a little more low.
Yeah, when you want to get it really muddy.
Yeah.
That's great.
But I'd say it's,
lives around there.
Mm-hmm.
What strings do you run on this?
These are D'Addario round wounds. Just regular size.
Yeah. Are you in standard tuning?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a cool choice for a three-piece because it really does cut through, you know?
Yeah,
because you guys, it's a really kind of big, raucous, you know, wall of
sounds. These guys play really loud, too, and so
you guys
got to
so
keep
loud.
Up.
Right. Speaking of loud, let's talk about this amp. What are you running, this orange?
This is an orange 8200 Mark III. I got this from a guy in LA. Actually, I got this before. I got a little endorsement through Orange.
Oh,
I already had it before.
Oh, cool.
I like it a lot. It's really warm. It's got a lot of bottom end too.
Yeah.
And it's powerful and loud.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, you're throwing out some serious low end. And today this is a backline cabs for you, these two old Fender 15 cabs. Are you running into both these?
No, because they're actually both four ohms.
Oh, okay.
So I can only use one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But at home I have two 8-ohm cabs.
What are your cabs that you normally
have? I have an orange 410 and 115, both with Eminence speakers in them.
Oh, great, yeah.
So those like combined to four.
Yeah, that's a great combination. Just one clean little stack behind you.
Yeah, but right now I'm using this one. I believe I think there's two PV Black Widow 15-inch speakers in there.
Yeah.
But it sounds good. It's different from mine, but I like it. I've gotten used to it.
Yeah, so, and you guys have been on this tour just doing that, sharing cabs for a while.
Yeah, the whole time.
That's a good way to do it.
Yeah, it's Yeah, it works out. It's convenient.
Well, let's talk about your very modest pedal arrangement you have up here. Looks like you're running a Tube Screamer.
Yeah, that's a. That's like the old, I think they made it in 84, but it's a Ibanez Super Tube Screamer. It's like a pretty rare one.
Yeah, let's hear that. Let's hear that bad boy.
Okay.
I think I lost a filling when you just rattled it loose. Yeah, that's great, man. Okay, and then the compressor, that's the old Ibanez.
CP8352, I don't know, it's another random, old, rare kind of compressor. I used to work for this guy who inherited a vintage guitar collection after his dad passed away, and I was working for him for 2 years and basically acquired these.
Oh, that's great.
And like just started using them. And
yeah. Okay, let's hear that thing. On this stage, you can feel that in your feet, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like massaging my feet. That's great. Wait, man, I love it. Love the whole dirty rocker thing. You guys sound great.
Right on.
Enjoy the tour. Good seeing you.
Pleasure.
Till next time.
Adios.
Don't forget to sign up for PG Perks, your all-access pass to exclusive gear giveaways and discounts on PremierGuitar.com.